This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. While Kabul itself isn't directly under threat yet, the losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. Britain's government has announced that it will also send 600 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate its personnel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon is sending three infantry battalions to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Approximately 3,000 personnel.
Whom spokesman John Kirby says will arrive in the next 2 days to help with the partial evacuation. The announcement comes as the Taliban continue a stunningly fast offensive weeks before the U.S. military pullout ends. The militants have now seized nearly a third of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, including its third biggest city. The embassy pullout and security boost suggest the Biden administration is not confident Afghan forces can secure the national capital. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is